I was raised in a way that was told it's bad to get angry. Anger, kas, it's just bad. It's bad for you. It's bad for everyone around you. And the Rambam, many of us perhaps grew up with the Rambam. But for the Rambam, there's a shvilah zahav. There's a middle path to everything. Not extremes to any one side. You take a middle approach. Except that the Rambam in Deot, after describing that in the first parak, says there's an exception. There are some Deot, there's some Midot, there's some characteristics that there's no middle path, there's no middle ground, there's no Derech Emtsait or Benonit. You've got to take an extreme. There are certain things you can't have any of. There are some things that are Asur L'Adam L'Nehog B'Hem B'Benonit. There are some pieces you can't even have a trace of. And one of those things is kas. And I quote, "Akas mida ra'ahi ad lima'od." It's a terrible thing, anger. Ve'ro'i l'trachek, to the extreme. Right? Perhaps the Gerd HaRamban quotes almost the exact same. Shema b'ni musar avicha, right? And what is the line? Yeah. And then? Shehi midara lachti b'nei adam. Kas. Song, right? Mordechai ben David. Kas is something that causes you to sin, forces you to sin. The Gemara talks about how the Gehenim is open in front of you. You're in Gehenim, perhaps, as you're angry. And, ki'ilu avid avodah zarah. Because, you could do anything when you're angry. And therefore, anger is something you should never, ever have. I say that as an introduction to something I learned this week. I learned something new. Once you get smicha, you're allowed to learn new things. In fact, it's even recommended. Keep learning, keep growing, keep learning new things. So I have a chavruta in the Me'ah Shiloach. It's a wonderful Chassidic sefer in the world of Ishbitz. Now, Chassidus in general and Ishbitz in particular, they don't really like using absolute terms about anything. They don't like saying something is always good or something is terrible and always bad. A bit more postmodern, perhaps, before they knew what that meant. Not everything is bad, right? It depends on time and place and circumstance. And therefore, Ishbitz will have a concept that I don't want to talk about right now, called Avera Lishma, which means sometimes bad things, things that seem bad, have the right time and place where they become a mitzvah. I quote, the Me'ah Shiloach and Parshat Noach says like this, what about anger? Noach, and don't ask me why, but Noach ratza shelo yimtza midat hakas b'olam. When Noach recreated the world, when he partnered with God in redeploying and recreating the world as we know it, he wanted to create a world without anger. Again, we'll leave the how that would work for a different time. But hara lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God showed him ki le'et ata od me'atzorach b'midazot. Noach, the world needs anger. You can't get rid of it. You can't suppress it for all times. Why? Ki lefamim neged ta'ava she'avo la'adam ezo ta'ava ra'ah. Sometimes, temptation, sin, something's happening, and you don't have the power to fight it. Yuchal yinatzel atzmo Ayidei sheyachnis atzmo bekas. There are some things that are so hard to resist, or so hard to motivate yourself, that every other motivating factor doesn't work. There's a secret weapon, says the Ishbitz. That secret weapon is learning to get angry, or what we'll call positive anger. Learning to channel your anger, to direct yourself in a positive way. By the way, I say this very clearly. Rambam would say this doesn't exist. But what does that mean? They in the world of Chassidut, they tell the story of, Chassidus Rebbe, Pinchas of Karlin would say, how I avoid anger? How do I get over my anger management problem? I don't. I put it in my pocket. But I only take it out when I need it. When do I need it? Gemara in Brachot and Daf Hey says, what do I do when I'm overcome with thoughts, with temptation, lack of motivation? I can't push myself to do the right thing. So Gemara says, learn Torah. Go to the Beit Midrash and learn Torah. But wait, what if that doesn't work? Kriya Shema. And what if that doesn't work? Anyone? Remember the day of death. Think. What's going to happen to you? Think about Mishamayim. Comes along Ishbitz and says, you know what? Get angry at yourself. Infuriate yourself. Because there's a hidden koach of anger that has the ability to, I don't know, give you strength perhaps you never thought you had. Let me give you an example. You're in bed, and you can't get out of bed. Something tells me most of us have been there. Well, you have to go to davening. Okay, Beit Midrash, Krishma, think about punishment. You're supposed to do something. There's temptation. You're in a group on a very late Thursday night after curfew. When was the last time you were able to get angry at yourself? To say, oh my God, what in the world am I doing? How could I ever do this? Where can you actually get yourself excited, enthused, impassioned that I have to go to meet? I can't believe I missed it. When was the last time you felt that degree of emotion for missing Seder? For bottling 2 hours in the morning? Listen, I can get really angry with some of you for doing that. But when was the last time you felt that way? How do I get that feeling that I can say to myself, I'm angry at myself? Now, I have lots of conversations with guys. We talk about evaluations, about how we're doing in yeshiva. And I've heard from people, disappointment. I wish I could do more. I had a goal. I didn't quite get it. So rare do I hear anger. I'm waiting for someone to tell me, I'm angry I didn't get up this morning. I'm going to stay in the Beit Midrash the rest of the day and not move. I'd like to hear that. Because it means you're alive on the inside. It means you're not dead. It means you care. Why don't we care enough to get angry at ourselves when we're supposed to do things and we don't? Why don't we get angry with ourselves that our parents paid a lot of money on tuition? And there are days we waste it. Be honest with you. If you had, I don't know, if you had $100 and you dropped it, I bet you'd be scared. I bet you'd be angry and upset that you dropped 100 shekel. But you understand, 100 shekel or $100, 100 euro, that's tuition money that when you missed a full day of yeshiva because you slept through it, you just lost it. So get upset with yourself. And you use that to motivate yourself. Motivation is hard. Some of us motivate ourselves in lots of different forms. Some of us have had lots of great experiences in sports. I don't know, in chess, in clubs. You learn to motivate. You learn to study. And hopefully many of you have been able to utilize that here. But when you're stuck, and you don't know how to motivate yourself, why not try to turn on a little button inside of you? And try to get angry a little. Try to get that blood flowing in your heart. Get the everything going in your brain and actually do something. How often have you said to yourself, I wish I could get up. I wish I wouldn't have done that. I wish I would have done that. Maybe add a little bit of emotion and maybe it'll be helpful. Now, one of my favorite Musar books, which I, if I haven't spoken about it this year, I really should. You know, Rav Lichtenstein once put this on a Makarot sheet and we all said, I'm sorry, what? C.S. Lewis, who we may know in other contexts, and Narnia and the like. So Rav Lichtenstein used to say, I believe, this is the best Musar book of the, I'm debating whether he said the decade or the century. But if anyone has not yet read Screwtape Letters, you really should. It's letters between the archangel and his nephew, Wormwood, about how to take down mankind. How to take this one guy and make him sin. So letter 21, he talks about anger. I'll read you the line. Men are not angered by mere misfortune, but by misfortune conceived as injury. And the sense of injury depends on the feeling that a legitimate claim has been denied. The more claims on life, therefore, that your patient, that's us, can be induced to make, the more often he'll feel injured, and as a result, ill-tempered. So I get angry when I was deserving something, when I was supposed to have you know, a good lunch, and then boom, look what I have. When I had my phone and I dropped it, or someone borrowed it and dropped it, I get angry. I was supposed to do something tonight, and they rained, and my plans are canceled. I get angry. And then he says, whoa, wait a second, but just be clear. There's also a challenge of anger. Don't let him get angry at the wrong things, like injustice in the world, like the fact that no one was in church that week. Because then he might use anger and he might motivate himself to do something good. So I'm just going to say it really simple. We have lots of different motivating factors in life. Each of us, perhaps in the past, has had success or failure with some of those motivating factors. Try to get angry at yourself about something and see what if it works. Because the way I see it, it's either for some of us, or if Benny gets angry with us, or we get angry with ourselves and do it out of our own motivation because we want to do it. Good news.